Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and I think Luka just told an NBA player, you can't do that, and stared him down for a second. He looks frustrated right now, but the Mavericks down 81-63 against the Utah Jazz. That's a very good defensive team that likes to grind on you right there, so that's not a lot of fun. Doesn't look like it's going to get any easier for the Mavericks, Kevin.
This is not exactly the type of momentum I thought they were going to build.
Not how we drew it up. Right. Not at all. All right, overrated. This is a segment where you get to decide the most overrated crap in the world, all right?
Sure.
Hey, a lot of people think this is great. I think it's junk. And, Kevin, we start tonight off with cereal. Overrated, the most overrated cereal, 877-881-1053. Kevin, I'm not going to lie. I've seen Rice Krispies thrown down on this a number of times.
That's one of mine.
I do not like Rice Krispies unless they come wrapped in marshmallows and butter.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in on that as well. I think Rice Krispies are super overrated.
But are Rice Krispie treats amazing?
Rice Krispie treats are amazing, and I like the prepackaged ones, but the homemade ones are the best. I also think Cocoa Krispies aren't that great, but I love Cocoa Pebbles. I think the crispy falls behind the pebble in the hierarchy of cereals. But yeah, Rice Krispies is surely one of the most iconic cereals ever, right?
But it's never tasted good.
Yeah, no.
Who eats them?
I think the same thing about regular Cheerios. If you have to eat it by adding sugar, like, you're already a flawed process.
That's how I ate it as a kid. That being said, I have eaten Cheerios. I ate them for a few years as they were, and I liked them. I thought they were fine. I love Honey Nut Cheerios more. I
mean, Honey Nut Cheerios are not overrated.
Easily in my top five of cereals. But I did eat Cheerios as just Cheerios for a while, and my cholesterol did go down.
So. Now, this is going to be controversial from the 469, because this one, that's
Colby looks
really
furious.
Oddly on message there for the brand.
I'm not eating cereal because I'm thinking, you know what? Health. Or not.
Yeah. So, I think this won our cereal bracket last year from the 469. Most overrated cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, hands
blasphemy
down.
You can go away.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I even think French Toast Crunch is good.
I haven't had French Toast Crunch.
That I don't even know if they still make that.
You know what I want to do? I want to make Cinnamon Toast Crunch crispy treats. Like, I want to figure out how to make those into, not Rice Krispie treats, obviously, but into treats like that. Doesn't that sound awesome?
I have a bold strategy. I'm going to throw this out there right now.
All right, Cotton.
And it's not Plugola because you're not getting anything on air value. Is if you can show us that you have the ability to make Rice Krispie treats but with different cereal and would be willing to make some, perhaps you can make your way on up here to hang out during Peace-a-thon.
Absolutely. Because if you own a company where you like to make
sweet treats. If you're just a person who is not affiliated with a company that I know anything about,
all right,
and you can make Cinnamon Toast Crunch treats or whatever, man, hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook. Let us know, because we let a few select people come up during Peace-a-thon, and maybe you could be one of them.
Yeah, and we will name drop your company.
No, that is when you get into Plugola. And okay, that's what's going to get us in trouble. We'll just eat the food that you brought up and hang out with you, and that's it.
All right.
No
whatever
more
plans.
You're about to say.
Or anything along
we'll
that lines.
We'll tweet out links to your business. No, that's not how that's going to go.
So on. But we can make promises beforehand that we will do things if they will bring that stuff up to us, and then we will talk about their business, right?
No!
Trying to figure out how
just the first part.
We need to take is there a course that I can take
you
on this?
You should have already taken that course.
Oh, crap.
I feel like you just skipped through it all and took the quizzes.
From the 214, there is only one cereal of choice for me. It's Cookie Crisp. Many cookies and a bowl of milk. Enough said. Cookie Crisp is severely underrated.
Ooh.
I have the complete and opposite feelings on Cookie Crisp. They taste nothing like chocolate chip cookies whatsoever. You know what? I don't know. They taste like Cookie Crisp.
They just taste like crunch.
Yeah, I don't really know what they taste.
I don't think I've ever had them.
They had an idea of something really awesome.
Let's just put a bunch of mini cookies in
milk. By the way, how did that pass nutritional guidelines? Hey, here's some mini cookies in a bowl for breakfast.
It's cereal.
Yeah. But no, they somehow failed tremendously. There's nothing good about it. The aftertaste of Cookie Crisp is so bad. I don't even know what that is. I can only equate it to, you know, like licking a battery.
Oh,
that's
God.
The aftertaste.
Wow. All right, so your most overrated, maybe, sounds like it's Cookie Crisp. But if it's
not, one of them.
I was going to say, I can't wait to hear the next one. From the 972, most overrated cereal is definitely Fruit Loops. I don't know if this is a controversial opinion or not, but give me Apple Jacks over Fruit Loops every day of the week.
Okay, so as a kid, Fruit Loops are like nostalgic for me because as a kid, my mom would have a bowl like once a week.
Okay.
It would be nighttime and I'd be watching a Mavs game or something and she'd come sit down next to me with a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and I'd be like, oh yeah, those sound good.
Of what?
Of Fruit Loops.
Okay.
And so it's very nostalgic for me. I can smell it right now.
Right.
Like I can smell the Fruit Loops and the milk and everything right now. That being said, Apple Jacks are tasty, but I can get the same effect with like cinnamon apple Cheerios, so I'm okay with that. Can I throw mine out? Lucky Charms.
Really?
Overrated cereal, yeah.
Not enough marshmallows?
You're just going to pick out the marshmallows anyway, and then you have a bag of crappy cereal.
Never.
You have a bag of terrible cereal
that's
not even
good. You eat it all at the same time.
No, yeah, I've never done that.
I've always gone through, and I usually pick out like the green ones, because the green ones are the best ones.
Did you ever do that, and then your sister would get the Lucky Charms, and she'd just pour out just the bag of oat cereal?
And I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, it must have been the dog.
Defective box. From the 601, I don't know if – I don't feel like this cereal is very highly rated. Pops are disgusting. They get stale too quick in the box. Do they? I think that's just what Pops taste like. They taste like stale cereal. I don't think they get stale. I think that's just how they are.
Actually, if you get the big box of Pops, yeah, you're not going to like it. But if you get the little – fun size pack where it has all the rest of them.
Single serve.
Yeah. The little single serve.
Yes.
That's amazing. I don't know what it is. Maybe if they just put the Pops in the little bags inside the big box, maybe you're okay because you don't end up with stale Pops. But yeah, no, I understand the stale Pops box. Now this is all, like I said, this is before I found out that the milk and me don't get along. So this is past Colby taste buds. All this cereal, but may be great by now. You mentioned Cheerios and how you thought Cheerios were awesome and you used to eat them without anything.
I never said awesome. They were good.
They were okay
with it. And plus I lost my cholesterol went down. That was the benefit.
Yeah. Because you were testing your cholesterol at the age
of
12.
Yeah. Hold on, mom.
You were
actually get the cholesterol machine.
No, this is my 30s. This wasn't as a kid.
Okay.
So this is early 30s, right around the time we started the show.
All right.
So
Cheerios.
I was trying to be healthy and stuff.
As an adult, you made the conscious decision to go regular Cheerios instead of Honey Nut?
Yes.
That's just a bad decision by you.
Sorry.
That's when you know you've turned into an adult.
I feel like it's necessary for you guys to do this right now to me, all right? Emotionally, I don't know if I can handle this.
Okay, Cheerios, first of all, their name is awful because there's nothing cheery about it.
I mean,
there's nothing.
There is an O.
Yeah, there's nothing cheery about
it. No one's ever gotten an O off of eating that cereal.
It's just, hey, we're just going to put these little circles in here that taste kind of like...
Now, you put them in your mouth.
Cardboard. Just a little bit.
Are you out on Kix cereal then as well? Because I feel like Kix can be kind of a give up too.
I feel like what's happening right now, we went from overrated cereal to just the worst. Because now people are saying grape nuts are trash.
Okay.
And that's true.
I'm going to get back on message here. And from the 817, my daughter makes some badass Fruity Pebbles bars. Unfortunately for you, Fruity Pebbles are my most overrated cereal. So if she can move in to the section of different cereals, then we're back in the game.
Would you let her move in with you if that was the case?
I don't she's a little kid, I think. So
did you say daughter or sister?
Daughter.
Oh.
So
what if it's an old man listening? And he's like, my daughter.
I suppose that is possible. In her mid-30s. I don't think we should discuss that on air. So I love the Cocoa Pebbles. And so do you ever have that thing where, like, you love the one cereal, so anything that's not it and that's similar to it agitates you? Like, okay. I know some people who they really love, like, Peanut Butter Crunch, and so they get mad about regular Captain Crunch or whatever. Like, that's the thing. I love Cocoa Pebbles, so Fruity Pebbles anger me.
You know, you're the reason why they made those commercials, where it's the one kid really loves the Fruity Pebbles and the other one's trying to hijack it and say, no, your commercial's bad. And
yes!
They're for the other, Cocoa Pebbles?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, see, I didn't really care you got Pebbles? Cool. Just pour me up a bowl.
Yeah, let's eat them. All right, so here's something I think's really overrated. And I think Parker may have a box of these. Wheaties.
I do have a box of those that I haven't opened.
Anybody ever eaten Wheaties?
I tried them.
I feel like they're Frosted Flakes without flavor.
Like Wheaties, and I love Frosted Flakes, actually, but Wheaties were kind of pushed upon us as the great athlete cereal.
Yes.
Like, if you're an athlete, you're going to end up on this box and eat this cereal, and every morning somebody's going to make a comment about you doing something great, you must have eaten your Wheaties. And so yeah. I feel like it got very overrated that Wheaties were supposed to be great, but the cereal just didn't taste good because you're a kid and you need sugar in your cereal. You need it. So it's kind of like Cheerios, except for it was weightier.
Because I always feel like if you're looking for a healthy cereal, you should eat not cereal, right? Because if they're like, hey, it's a healthy cereal. And I was like, if I'm looking for something healthy in the morning, am I eating cereal? Like, you're going to cereal because it's quick, it's pretty cheap, and it's filled with sugar, and it's delicious, right? So Wheaties defeats the purpose of
yeah,
that.
You're not filling that bowl full of grape nuts and then wondering why all those other male grapes are sad.
That's quality. All right, so
terrible.
For me, the overrated cereal is, and I think this is one that is generally well liked. I used to like it. It's Frosted Shredded Mini Wheats.
Oh, that was a big player in our cereal bracket.
What about, like, the strawberry frosting, too?
It doesn't matter, because my issue is the reason they're overrated, there's never enough frosting.
Uh-uh.
It's always just wheats. And again, if I wanted to eat wheats, I wouldn't eat cereal.
Right.
That's a really good point. So basically what we're finding out is all the overrated stuff is the stuff that's not any good that people tried to push on us. Like, nobody liked Raisin Bran?
Oh, no. You better stop your mouth right there.
Oh,
Raisin Bran.
Yeah, you're going to piss
him
off.
Here it is from the 817. Awesome. Raisin Bran is overrated.
And then they made that Frosted Raisin Bran where you didn't have to add sugar to it? Oh, I was so in.
Wow.
I might actually be in on that, too.
Just if you guys want to check it out at some point, Cinnamon Life cereal, pretty awesome. Pretty
I think
awesome.
I've had that before, yeah.
My kids seem to love it. And
Cinnamon
I like
Life,
it too.
More than most cereals, works well with the milk. I feel like sometimes the cereal's fighting with
it
the milk.
It stays with it for
yeah.
a little bit.
From the 817, I agree with you about Fruity Pebbles cereal being overrated, but you're making a huge mistake if you don't try the Fruity Pebble bars. They're the number one seed of bars. Well, follow back up, person who makes amazing Fruity Pebble bars.
Yeah.
You might have just scored you, not your company, just you and your dad, a trip, or your mom, to Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, absolutely. Come up to the station.
I have to go ahead and second that. While you were talking about us, the Fruity Pebble bars are amazing.
Well, but this person's in particular, their company, whatever company they work for.
It's just a person. Oh. When the 214 Honey Smacks are completely overrated. And I feel like a bunch of them just got recalled for salmonella or something.
Right? How do you get that in cereal? What are you doing? Rubbing it on chickens before you put it in the box?
Yeah.
I don't.
Did you leave a salmon in there?
Is that part doesn't sound right.
Huh? Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.